Hey, well, good morning, everybody. It's November 14th of 2024. Getting ready to finish off the year. It's a monthly meeting of the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board. To get going this morning, Ms. Beck, could you give us a roll call, please?
Yes, Constable Hogarth,
Present.
Member Perez,
Present.
Constable Kennedy,
Here.
Member Giordano,
Present.
and Chairman Dowling.
And I am here, and I must say I'm very grateful to have a quorum this morning with our new members. Everybody is in attendance. Thank you for being a part of today's meeting. Before we do get going, there is one item on the agenda. I guess there was a discrepancy between the one that was put out to the public and the internal one to the board, and that has to do with the initial screening for CNA 4172025. So we will not be hearing that matter today, as the board would not be prepared to handle that. Would anybody like to make any announcements this morning? Perhaps the people on ride-alongs and they were successful and they enjoyed them and learned a lot.
Yes, good morning. This is Monica Perez, and I wanted to say that I had the opportunity to go on a ride along, and it was wonderful. It was eye-opening for me to go out there and just see the interaction and also, all the hard work that is done by the constables when they go out there, the unknown, really. So it was quite a privilege for me to be able to go out there. So thank you.
Who did you do that with, Ms. Perez?
I did that with our, I'm going to say his first name, Constable Eric. I can never say his last name because it starts with a K. I
Well,
practiced it, but I can't say
I
it.
know I had the same trouble.
I'll attempt to do it then. Thank you to Constable Kaczmarek for putting that together for you, and hopefully I said that correctly.
Yes, I hope. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Okay, so we'll move on to item C then. We have the previous minutes from last month's meeting. Do we have any revisions to discuss or a motion to approve?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth, make a motion to approve.
Thank you, sir. Second?
This is Monica Perez. I second.
Thank you, ma'am. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And minutes are approved. Thank you. Ms. Becca, the financial report, I was happy to see one.
Yes, I was happy to see one in the inbox on Tuesday, too. Let me just pull it up here. All right, I know it's a little small on the share screen, but just to go over some key highlights on page, whoops. Okay, so on page one, here we'll see our beginning cash balance that we had in July in the orange and our ending cash balance down in the right-hand corner. Pretty consistent with the claims. As far as administratively that the board has paid, we are expecting some claims to be paid out this month and that the adjustments have been made. Towards your right, next to the total, they've been in blue. The blue in the other months are projected as well based on our budget that was approved. And then the second page and the third page are just a little bit more detailed in our expenditures and revenues that we have received so far. I did clean it up so it's easier to see without all the spaces, extra lines in there. And then so far, our grant summary is pretty consistent. No new changes since last month. As soon as we start receiving more of the final reports, we'll see more of this updated with more consistent numbers. And that is it for the financial report.
Thank you, Ms. Baca. Anybody have any questions for Ms. Baca on the financial report? And I don't have any, so thank you. Thank you for that, Ms. Baca. Well, we do have the possible equipment vacancy grants as the item on F again. I do believe for future reference, we've been talking about those for several, but I'd say about a year and a half now. I don't believe if we don't have any, I don't think we'll include that on the agenda moving forward. Maybe occasionally for a reminder that they exist. I should expect some, I would think, here. Coming up shortly with the election that just passed, we'll need to get some numbers on how many people were are newly elected and possibilities on that, and we'll reach out to the boards to make sure that the boards to the presiding constables make sure they're aware of that funding. As far as the organizational training grant, could you recap that for us, Ms. Baca, before we take it up with the scores also?
Yes, the ACA, and I believe we do have Constable Blake with us here today, submitted a organizational grant for an upcoming training.
And the scores?
And it was 10 across the board for everyone. And then I think I just need scores for Member Giannano.
I recuse.
Okay.
So we do have Constable Blake here. Any questions for him regarding the organizational training grant coming up? Any discussion? Any action?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I'd make a motion to approve the grant.
Constable Kennedy, second.
Okay, thank you, Councilors Hogard and Kennedy. Any further discussion before we go to vote on that? Okay, Ms. Baca, could you roll call for us, please?
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
I've recused.
And Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, moving on to item H, that's possible action or discussion on constable complaints. The first one we have is CNA 4012024. That is Wallace versus Martinez. Do we have any discussion or action on that matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
If we want the investigator to try to try and locate this property manager and maybe get a little more clarification, otherwise, that's what I would make a motion to have him see if we can locate Deanna Williams. She was the property manager back then. See if she can shed any light on this.
We have Constable Hogard moving to further the investigation on this. I do think it'd be prudent to give that opportunity to have that interview with the constable as well. I know that opportunity was provided and not taken, but perhaps that would be beneficial too. I would second that. Any discussion? Okay, so we have a motion to allow Mr. Jacobs to investigate further on this. And I have seconded that. Ms. Baca, could you roll call that, please?
Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, so we'll put that back in the hands of Investigator Jacobs on that. We have CNA 404-2024 Sanchez versus Roland. Once again, any discussion or action on that matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I've read through the complaint. I've read through the investigation and attachments, and I would make a motion to dismiss on this complaint.
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I second.
Okay, we have a first and a second on that. Any further discussion? Ms. Bakka.
Yes. Constable Holcomb?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Aye. CNA 404-2024 is dismissed. Moving on to 407-2025, AP versus Sinclair. So to the board, any discussion or action on that matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Constable Hogard.
Reading the complaint and the investigation report, I think the constable was within his rights and the parameters. I would make a motion to dismiss on this one also.
Thank you, Constable Hogard. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, I'll second.
Okay, we have a second from Constable Kennedy. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Bakka?
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. For the next one, we do have two with the same constable in question. One is CNA 409-2025, and that's Creason versus Rhymes. We also have 413-2025, and that's the resort on 35th versus Rhymes. So we'll handle those in order or together, however the board may choose. They are very similar in nature.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I would suggest that we just handle them together. They're basically the same accusations, to save time, I would say we just handle them together.
Okay. Now, if you want to put a motion out there to that effect on how you want to handle them, sir.
I would make a motion that CNA 409, 2025 and CNA 413-2025 be combined and heard at the same time.
Is somebody in agreement with that? Oh, I'll second that. Any further discussion on handling those together? Hearing none, we don't need a roll call. All those that are in favor of handling them together, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Anybody against? Okay. Given that, any action on those two matters being handled, on those two cases?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
This seems to be an ongoing problem. There's been complaints in the past for the very same accusations. The constable was placed on probation, a six-month probation, and during that time continued doing the same thing he was put on probation for. I am almost coming up with a loss with what to do with this. I would make a motion that this be referred to the Maricopa presiding judge, and maybe he can get results where we haven't been able to.
Councilmember has made the motion that it would be passed on to the presiding judge of Maricopa County to look into this. Perhaps there's an avenue that could be handled in that manner to help resolve this. Do we have a second or any other discussion on that?
This is Monica. I would second.
Oh. And we do have a second from Ms. Perez. And thank you, Ms. Perez, for letting me know that I skipped an item too. I do appreciate that. We'll get to that next. Okay, so we have a first and a second on sending this over to the presiding judge of Maricopa County. Any further discussion? Hearing none, could we roll call that, please?
Yes. Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. And then let's just backtrack. We'll get back to item H in a second. That's the biggest thing on the agenda. I don't understand how I overlooked that this morning. Let's go back to D, and that's our call to the public. So, if anybody in the public would like to take the time to make comments, we'll allow you 2 minutes to do so. Keep in mind that unless it's on the written agenda, we can't take any action on it today. We could ask staff to study it, respond to any criticism that may be leveled, or schedule the matter for consideration in the future. Keep in mind it's only 2 minutes. Would anybody in the public like the opportunity to speak this morning? Second call to the public. And last call. Okay, thank you. My apologies again for missing that item D. We'll move on to go back to H and 5, and that's CNA 410-2025 Holland versus Sumner. Do we have any discussion on this matter or any action to be taken on the Sumner matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth,
Yes, sir.
I've looked at the complaint and the investigation. I don't know if the constable doesn't understand some of this, but I would make a motion for an admonishment that he be reminded of his duties.
Okay, do we have a second or any other discussion?
This is Monica. I'll second.
There, we do have a second. Before we go to vote, I read through the complaint. I just saw some inconsistencies there that the investigator did find it. So the dates were fairly close in nature. I just think there's a little bit attentiveness to detail that may need to be discussed on that. So I would agree with the admonishment as well. Any other discussion? Okay, Ms. Botka.
Yes, Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, thank you, everybody. We do have CNA 411-2025 Roosevelt v. Roland as our final matter there. Any discussion or action to have be had?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth,
Yes, sir.
I've looked at this and I think that the citizen that filed the complaint really should have probably filed it with either the county's board of supervisors or the election people in his county. As far as the CESTB is concerned, I would make a motion after looking at the statements from both plaintiff and the constable. I'd make a motion to dismiss.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a second or any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Giordano. So we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Baca?
Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
I'm going to abstain. Thank you.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Okay, thank you. The matter is dismissed. Okay. As stated previous, the initial screening, there was that discrepancy, so we don't have any that the board will be taking up today. Ms. Botka, could you give us an administrative update, please?
Yes. Other than we have two current pending public records requests, but other than that, I don't have any other additional updates.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Botka on the administrative side? We will be handling the agenda matter later, so we would need to talk about that today. Okay, anything that anybody would like to see on a future agenda? Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Constable Kennedy, motion to adjourn.
Thank you, ma'am. Do we have a second?
This is Monica, I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody against? Okay. All right, everybody. Hey, enjoy the next couple weeks. Any holiday plans that you have, we'll get together before in between the two holidays, and we'll see you beginning of December. Do appreciate everybody being here today. It was fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You.